Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I don't talk like a teenage girl.
You really do.
Teenage girls talk like me.
106.5, The End.
It's time for another listener court here on The Wake Up Call. This is where we ask Wake Up Call listeners to be the jury. We present a problem and decide if the verdict is guilty or not guilty. Today we have Cynthia and Rebecca on listener court. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rebecca is pregnant, congratulations, and hired Cynthia to take pregnancy announcement portraits for her. Cynthia charged $250 for the pictures and told Rebecca that she could pay $50 up front and then the remaining $200 when the pictures are done and edited. However, prior to Rebecca receiving the finished pictures, Cynthia posted some of the pictures to her website. Rebecca says that she's not going to pay Cynthia the remaining $200 because the pictures were posted before she even told her family that she's pregnant and they could have seen the pictures. Well, Cynthia, you were saying that this is ridiculous. No one in Rebecca's family saw the pictures and that the only way that they could have known was to go to her website and she owes the rest of the money. Now, is Rebecca guilty and needs to pay Cynthia the $200 that they agreed to? Or is Rebecca not guilty because Cynthia could have blown her entire pregnancy announcement? Gavin, you're going to be representing Rebecca. Katie, you're going to be representing Cynthia. Listener court is now in session. I'd like to call the plaintiff, Cynthia, to the stand. Katie, you may question the plaintiff.
Thank you, Cynthia. Whew. So let me ask you this. Did you guys have any kind of contract between the two of you about what you were going to do with the images or when you were going to do them?
No, we didn't have a contract.
Okay. So at no time did you tell her, I will not be posting these to my website?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And did she ask you not to post them anywhere?
No, actually, she did not.
Okay. And do you know anybody in her family or does anybody in the family know you or your website name that they could have stumbled upon these pictures?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Nothing further, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you, Katie. Gavin?
So, Cynthia, you said that she never asked you not to post those pictures, correct?
Correct.
Did she also ask you not to slap her in the face?
Your Honor.
What?
Please direct her to answer the question.
Did
she ask you not to slap her in the face?
I'm asking for relevance, counselor.
We'll hang out and see.
Okay, go ahead and answer the question.
No, she didn't ask me to slap her in the
face. Of course she didn't. You know why? Because you don't need to ask for something ridiculous not to happen. When you took these pictures, did you know that they were for a pregnancy announcement?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, with that comes a certain expectation that they are going to be announced, as in newsworthy, as in don't post them before I do. You said that her family didn't know about your services, but if I were to Google you, can I find your website?
Yes, you
okay.
can.
Okay, no further questions.
All right, thank you, Gavin. Cynthia, you may step down. I'd like to call the defendant to the stand. Rebecca, Gavin, would you like to question your witness?
Yes, I would. Rebecca, I'm sorry you're going through this. Is this causing some undue stress on you?
Absolutely. I definitely wanted to be the one to tell my friends and my family that I was pregnant.
Of course you did. And did anybody find out before you had a chance to tell them?
No, they did not.
No, they did not. But it was a close call. They could have, couldn't they?
Yes, they easily could have seen them.
How did you find Cynthia? Did you just Google Sacramento photographers?
Yes, I did.
Sounds pretty easy to me. So any family member or friend of yours or coworker could have done that, or maybe even somebody that knows you through somebody else could have done that and saw these pictures and then they could have easily gone on there. Do you know whether or not that these were used in any Facebook ads as well?
I Googled her. I looked at her Facebook, and it was on her public photography Facebook page as well.
Anybody could access that. Anybody. No further questions.
All right. Thank you, Gavin. Katie?
So you said that this has caused you stress.
Absolutely.
So you have been stressed because of the idea that maybe somebody could have accidentally, possibly, but didn't see these pictures.
The fact that she went behind my back to post these and didn't get my approval as a finished product. And yes, anybody could have seen that I was pregnant before I announced it. Yes.
But they didn't.
They did not.
Okay, nothing further.
All right, thank you, counselors. Rebecca, you may step down. At this time, I'd like to let Gavin and Katie present their closing arguments. Katie, you may go first.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, at the end of the day, nothing was spoiled. At the end of the day, Rebecca got what she was supposed to have paid for. So now she needs to pay for them. That is all.
All right, thank you, Katie. Gavin?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, simply receiving what you pay for is not the total sum of all the parts. If you go to a restaurant and order a salad and the waiter flicks the bowl of salad at you, technically you've gotten the salad, but you would never pay for that. Why? Because the service was bad. I think that my client, Rebecca, has the right to withhold the payment based on the bad service and, frankly, dismal judgment from the plaintiff, Cynthia. Thank you very much. The end.
Thank you, counselors. We now leave the verdict up to the jury. This would be you, Wake Up Call listeners. Now that you've heard both sides, you can text guilty or not guilty to 73389 and let us know, is Rebecca guilty and needs to pay Cynthia the $200 that they agreed to, or is Rebecca not guilty because Cynthia could have blown her entire pregnancy announcement? Text guilty or not guilty to 73389. We'll play one song and come back with the verdict next on Listener Court on The Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.